Penguin Random House Audio presents The Legends Club, Dean Smith, Mike Krzyzewski, Jim Valvano, and the story of an epic college basketball rivalry. This is the author, John Feinstein. This is for Ken Denlinger, who taught me about college hoops, journalism, and life. Introduction. In a very real sense, this book was born on February 28, 1976, Dean Smith's 45th birthday. It was on that afternoon that a very nervous reporter from Duke's student newspaper, The Chronicle, timidly introduced himself to the great man in a corner of the North Carolina locker room in Carmichael Auditorium. North Carolina had just finished beating Duke 91-71, dropping Duke's record to 13-13. The outcome wasn't a surprise. Carolina was ranked fourth in the country and had run away with the ACC regular season title, finishing 11-1. The Tar Heels were 24-2 overall and had four players on their roster who would be on the U.S. Olympic team coached by Dean Smith that summer: Mitch Kupchak, Walter Davis, Tommy Lagarde, and the great Phil Ford. Duke had Tate Armstrong, who was my excuse to talk to Dean Smith. Armstrong had been lighting up ACC gyms all winter, a one-man show on a struggling team. Duke coach Bill Foster was in his second season, trying to rebuild the fallen Duke program. Armstrong had just finished his freshman season when Foster arrived and was now a junior. Armstrong did have some help from a superb freshman named Jim Spanarkle, but the Blue Devils were overmatched in the ACC, as their 3-9 conference record proved. For the season, Armstrong was averaging...